Hi, I'm Govindjaya Raman, and this is Paper Napkin Wisdom. Today we have Dave Sanderson. He's a name you may recognize. On January 15, 2009, headlines were made around the world when U.S. Airways Flight 1549 ditched in the Hudson River off Manhattan in New York City. As the last passenger off the back of the plane, Dave Sanderson's experiences have shaped his message that he shares with the world as an entrepreneur, speaker, and author. Let's listen to my conversation with Dave Sanderson. Dave, welcome to Paper Napkin Wisdom. I'm thrilled you joined me here today.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to it.
Yeah, likewise. So you've got a really interesting paper napkin that I'd love you to read out loud for everyone listening.
Being resourceful is the key skill to move from being good to being outstanding.
So why did you share that with me, Dave?
Well, you know, when I was, I've had a lot of experiences in my life, Gov, and you know, I recently, as you know, I'm pretty well known for what happened on the Miracle on the Hudson. And that day was really a metaphor for people who move from being in a state of just being there or being good to having an outstanding experience that turned out to be a miracle. So I think the key skill for that day and for me personally, from how I've grown myself and grown my business, is the skill of being resourceful. And I think that skill is something that leaders have. And I think that's not only what played out that day for everybody on that plane, and not only the pilots, the crew, and the passengers, but also the first responders, but how I think it's a key skill for business people right now, especially in the environment that we're in business.
Yeah, and, you know, so let's, for people who aren't listening, who are listening and maybe don't know your story, you were on U.S. Air 1549, right? That's the Miracle of the Hudson that ditched into the Hudson River. It was in January, wasn't it, 2009?
It was January 15, 2009, yes, Governor. I was the last passenger off the plane that day after it crashed.
So how did and really what happened that day, you're very right, has become a huge calling card in the sense that you helped so many people. And but it's also your attitude with the approach that day. You've talked about it as being that's exactly where you were supposed to be.
That's right. You know, Canley, when you get on a plane, you go on a plane, you just take it for granted. But after looking back on the experience, you know, I was not supposed to be on the plane. I gave up my first class seat at 5 o'clock to be on that plane to get home early. So I think I was supposed to be on that plane for a reason, just like everybody else was on that plane for a reason and played a significant role, whether it was a role of leadership, a role of teamwork. But these are all the things that I talk about when I talk about resourcefulness is I was supposed to be on that plane and there was a role that I needed to play. And Canley, thank God I was able to play it.
Yeah. And what the impact that you had on your fellow passengers was certainly outstanding. So how did being resourceful that day serve you in the back of the plane?
Yeah, I think this is how it really played out. After I've looked back, you know, I've had a number of years of training and experience, not only in business, but through all the different seminars and things I've learned. And candidly, I kept learning different skill sets that I absorbed over the number of years. And a gentleman I was with by the name of Anthony Robbins, and I've had a chance to be with him over 10 years previous to that. And one of the things he always talked about with us as a team, a security team, is the skill set of being resourceful. It's because most people think they don't have the ability to do something because they don't have the resources. But if there's a will, there's a way. So I think what happened that day is all those things came back, and I was able to apply those things, whether it was managing my mind, whether it was helping people change their state, whether it was leading when I needed to leave or stepping back when I needed to step back, or working together as a team, or the, you know, being aware. There's so many things that went into that day. So I truly believe that everything that I had in my life really came to be played out in that moment and that day.
And that's incredible, because you're talking about everything, and certainly working with Anthony Robbins provides a lot of inspiration. But But, you know, being resourceful, people only know about the headlines and the high fives, but there's a lot of hard work that goes into that. There's a lot of intentional work that goes into that kind of success. Being very resourceful is key, isn't it?
I think it's paramount. I think this is a case study for not only resourcefulness, but so many different things. Even you can check out what, you know, even the captain did. I mean, the training that he had in the Air Force, the ability to glide a plane and taking that resource at that moment in time to be able to do it, not only saved me and 154 other people, but the George Washington Bridge, where there was the resourcefulness of the first officer, being able to take a step back mode, but being able to share information, whether it was people on the plane that said, you know what, maybe I need to step up and be a leader at this point, or maybe I need to step back and let the people who know how to do things better than me take charge. It's a case study for so many things, and that's why I not only speak, but I do all these workshops and coaching on how do you be resourceful in the state of crisis. And it's a lot of businesses right now, especially in the entrepreneurial world, are in that mode of infancy where they're trying to get to that next step and they have so many moving parts and they're trying to do many things, but they don't have much resources. How do you do it? And fortunately, I can play out what happened to me that day and apply it. And I think that's exactly what happened that day.
So let's talk about that, though. I mean, you brought up an interesting point you talked about that moment of crisis where you need to be outstanding, where you need to be resourceful, but being resourceful doesn't start at that point, right? I mean, you've got to be intentional about starting that before then.
You most definitely do. And I think one of the great things about being in the military is it teaches you how to be resourceful. I was not in the military, but after talking to some people in the military, I have the honor to speak to many folks around the bases around the country in the United States, is they teach people to be intentional about using the resources. And so I truly believe that, you know, I think everything that I learned that day, I had to start applying. And the first thing I had to apply is to my mindset. And resourcefulness is a mindset. Is you never take no for an answer. You say, how can I do it? How can I do it? Or what do I need to do it? And look around and be able to apply it. So it is intentional. And I think everybody on that plane was intentional with the resourcefulness they had to employ that day.
Let's talk about some systems and techniques around that. So that, because I know it's not random. I mean, being resourceful, there's a system and process to that. I know you talk about that.
Yeah, the first thing that I do, and I think the leaders do and people who are resourceful do, is they have to put yourself in the right state of mind to do it. And candidly, I've learned through my life, there's really three ways to do that. It's either changing the way you move your body, changing the way you focus, or the way you change, you use your language patterns. And each one of those was played out in that day for me. Now, when he said those words, this is your captain, brace for impact, I knew I had to get my mind straight that, number one, that, you know, if there is an opportunity to survive, I have to put myself in the state that I'm going to survive. So physiology-wise, I had to get there. But also, I had the language patterns and focus that I had to do. I speak about the point where the lady that was on the wing with the baby. So, when I speak to the business groups, I really explain that in more detail. What, you know, that was intentional, even though sometimes when I share the story, people get enamored with the story. It's really not about that. It's about how do you change somebody's state who's in a trance to get them to start moving and taking action. And it's a great, not only metaphor for that day, but great metaphor for business. When you get a group of people or a project team or a person in your company that's in a trance who doesn't know what to do, how do you break that state? So the first thing you need to do to be resourceful is get your physiology in state, get your focus lined up, and using your language patterns in a way that employ or enable people instead of disable people.
Yeah, and that's really important as a leader, right? And as entrepreneurs in our companies, we're often dealing with moving people beyond that point where they're frozen in fear, where they're frozen in state because they just don't know what to do.
Right. I mean, I've worked for a few large companies in my life and worked on many project teams and leaders of teams, and sometimes was on a team. And you look at people and they get to that point where you need to figure out a problem or a challenge, and everybody's sort of looking at each other. It's like, how am I going to do it? Instead of asking a better question, if I could do it, how would I do it? and all of a sudden it breaks people's state to looking at things that are possible instead of things that I'm not being able to use and employ and enable at that point. So it's asking a better question to change people's state, and that's a language pattern. I think this, the true leaders in this world are the ones who ask a better question and get people to break that trance that they're in and be able to help them move to a better state. And I've had our honor and privilege to be with many leaders and learn many things, and that was one of the things that has stuck with me. The second thing is and this is something that if you look at what Captain Sullenberger employed, and some of, I think most everybody on that plane, is you got to focus on the outcome. Leaders focus on outcomes. They don't focus on all the problems they've got. They focus on what's the outcome, what we need to get the outcome, and being resourceful is part of being focusing on the outcome. You know, leaders and companies, whether small or large, you know, they have an outcome for their business, whether it's a driving revenue, reducing costs, whether it's having raving fans for their, you know, for their customers. And how do you do that? And you have to ask and focus on a different way to do that. So, you know, leaders focus on outcomes, and that's the difference.
So I just want to push back for a second, Dave, because you're not just talking about some, you know, you're not just saying that, you know, take an NLP course and everything's going to be fine. It's about intentionally bringing these things to action and living this change in perspective, correct?
It's about exactly right. It's not about all these techniques. It's about applying what you know and applying it at the appropriate moment in time, what you know. And that's exactly right, Gov. It's at the point where, you know, you've got to intentionally take the action. And some people who get in that trance or in that point are they're stifled because they don't know how to take action. You've got to take action. It's always about taking action.
Yeah, so you know, when we talk about taking action and moving our teams as leaders past that point, part of that is also leading ourselves through that point. There are many times as a leader where we know the right thing to do. We know the thing that we need to do. We know the thing that, more importantly, that we need to be, but we stop short of being that. We stop short of being that change that we want to see, being the leader that we want to be, because fear holds us back. Isn't being resourceful a way to get past that as well?
I think resourcefulness is the key to getting that. And one of the parts of the key of being resourceful is having the certainty, internal certainty, that you can do something and knowing that there's more than one way to accomplish an outcome. And I think that is probably the driving force behind resourcefulness.
So you talk about certainty, but you know, you'd never been in a plane before like that. You'd never ditched a plane before. How are you certain that you could have added value?
Well, that's a great question, Gov. So up to the point where he got the plane into the water, Canley, you realize you really only thing you have to manage is your mind because you have no control except for your mind. But after that point is when I had certainty that I knew I could handle myself. And I think when I was in the back of the plane and looking at other people, my mother was actually talking to me at the same time. You know, and the question and thing she said to me was, if you do the right thing, you know, God will take care of you. And I think you have to have that faith in you that you have the certainty to be able to accomplish something. So personally, once we got down and I looked up and I saw light, I knew I had a shot for me. The question was at that point in time, how about the team? Is anybody else on the team going to need help? Or can they employ what they need to employ themselves resourcefully? And if you look at what happened inside that plane, and that's what I get some laughs out of sometimes. People say, well, I thought you got on the wing and got back to shore. Well, as you know, Gov, nothing's that easy, especially when you're going through a plane crash. And I've never been through a plane crash. But people got resourceful in the plane where they started looking at, how am I going to get out of here? And all of a sudden, people think there's maybe only one route, but all of a sudden you have three or four routes on top of seats to climb down seats. So I think people who have that mindset of, how am I going to achieve the outcome, look for ways to be resourceful. And I think that's what happened to me, and I think it happened to many people on that plane that day.
Yeah, but it's not without even resistance in that point, right? I mean, there are times when you're in the middle of that, being resourceful, that you encounter resistance even within yourself and within your team, even as you're almost on the way through to the other side. Isn't it true?
Most definitely. I mean, Canley, at that point, which doesn't get a lot of publicity, but there was someone on the plane that basically said, leave me, leave me. She was elderly and she needed help. And that was resistance. And everybody all of a sudden had to turn focus on that. And there was a point where another lady came back inside from the other side of the plane to go back and get her luggage. It sounds funny, but Canley, it took everybody's focus off of getting the outcome of getting off the plane to getting her and focusing on her. So you're exactly right. There's always resistance. There's always something that happens that you're not expecting. And it's how can you handle that uncertainty, Canley? The people who can handle the uncertainty are the ones who can be able to get pushed through that resistance. And I think hopefully myself and some other people on that plane had the certainty to be able to handle uncertainty.
Certainty to handle uncertainty. That's great. So let's do a key takeaway then. That, you know, what's one small step? Because, you know, we're all about small changes that can make a big difference. So, and being that big difference. So what is the small step that leaders could take today, tomorrow, the key takeaway to starting to become more resourceful and employ that resourcefulness on an ongoing basis?
I think when I do my workshops and I speak, I talk about this. And, you know, here's the small takeaway I would take. Number one, leaders focus on the outcome, but the leaders also have the ability to anticipate the challenges that are coming on. And the ability to, one of the key things about being resourceful is the ability to anticipate quickly, but also being able to be congruent within themselves, knowing what they can do and what they can't do. So the small takeaway is focus on the outcome, anticipate there are going to be some challenges, but be congruent within your value set to knowing, hey, if I can handle it, I'll handle it. If I can't handle it, let's find some way somehow that somebody else can handle it who maybe has a better way to focus. And the third thing is persistence. You don't give up until. You never give up. And that's, I think, not only what happened that day, but if you look at most successful companies, why smaller companies do succeed and some don't succeed is they don't give up. They'll find a way, whether it's through marketing, innovation, whatever the things they may need to do. So I think that's probably the one small takeaway I would take away from our conversation about resourcefulness and getting an outcome.
So let's just talk about not giving up. Not giving up doesn't mean trying the same thing over and over and over again until it works, right?
Right. That's exactly right. That's what being resourceful. You know, when I speak to small companies, and I was in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago with a few small companies doing a little bit of a roundtable. And one repeated pattern I kept hearing is, well, you know, I don't have the credit line. I'm not able to do this. I'm not able to do this because I don't have the right people. And the question came back to me is what was I learned from General Schwarzkopf, and I had the honor to be with him one-on-one. And he told me a story, and he said, you know, and it came to play when I was speaking to these folks, is I asked him the question, how did you accomplish the outcome you did back in Iraq, you know, the first time? He goes, he gave me the standard answer, and I said, what, can you really tell me what happened? He said, I had to get people focused that what does this have to do with kicking Saddam out of Kuwait? That is our mission. We have one mission. You know, I want you to focus on the resources you need to kick him out of the way, not to go into Baghdad. And that taught me a big lesson is you focus on those kind of things that on the mission, not all these little things. So if you don't have enough credit line, there's other ways to do it. Privately funded ways to do it. ESOP, there's a lot of different ways to do it. If you don't have the right people, you need to figure out how to get the right people in the right seats in the bus, not the right seats on the plane because of my situation. So I think that's a key attribute.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic, Dave. Hopefully I can bring you back again. I know our time is up for today, but what do you think? Can I bring you back?
Most definitely. I look forward to it, Gov.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you.
What a great conversation. And what a really interesting way of making sure that we're minding our headspace. You know, being resourceful puts us in the right state of mind as a leader. When Dave heard the words, "This is the captain, brace for impact," he knew he had to put himself in the state of mind to survive. But by doing that, he thrived. By doing that, he was able to help other people. And he knew that he could take care of himself in that situation. And as leaders, we often know that when things crash, when things get tough, when resilience is needed, we can take care of ourselves. But can the people around us take care of themselves as well? And as a leader, what can we do to make sure that we're empowering everyone to take care of themselves? Applying what we know in that moment in time is about technique, and it's a skill that can be practiced. Thanks for this conversation, Dave, and thanks for the reminder. What do you think about resourcefulness? I'd love to hear. Please log on to papernapkinwisdom.com. Alternatively, you can follow along on Twitter at WiseNapkin. Last but not least, don't forget to like our Facebook page. Just search Paper Napkin Wisdom. My name is Govind Jayaraman. This is Paper Napkin Wisdom. Make it a great day.